An agronomist who says we need to stop plowing fields. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There was a time when plowing fields was the proper way to get them ready for planting, but Al Toops says that time is done.
If you look on the state seals of the 50 states, there's 10 of those that have the mulberry plow on the state seal. I'm beginning to really think that the symbol of agriculture was the plow. I'm here to say that we found out now through soil conservation practices that is probably a devastating event that happened in the 30s.
Toops is the chief agronomist at Biotech Innovations in Plano, Texas.
The interaction between the plant and the soil is no different than the human gut, in that it's a digestive system, and the plant can better absorb nutrients in a healthy condition where they have a really robust microbial colony in that environment.
Toops says disturbing the soil by plowing or a similar activity wreaks havoc with those microbial populations.
What we're beginning to see in soil science is that we've kind of went down a path that's almost completely depleted the ability for the plant to absorb nutrients because we've so damaged the soil functionality.
A bonus of less disruption of the soil, says Toops, the soil functions better and needs less fertilizer to produce higher crop yields. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.